on the Vav Amadeus. Just before I begin, I just want to mention that I'd like today already to begin sitting with each of you individually, just to talk over how you're doing in the yeshiva, etc. So I just want to give you a heads up that if I ask you how you're doing, you can think about it in advance. And you want to we left off on the Vav Amadeus in the Agadata of Pilgrimage Begiva, and we had used it as a springboard to at least define the various options in terms of Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, which has a lot of ramifications in terms of our understanding the whole what we're doing in terms of Talmud Torah. At the statement of Amar Rav Chisda, L'yolam al yatil adam ema yisera besoch beisa. Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Ishus. Shari pilegesh begiva hitil aleha ema bala ema yisera, and look at the results. Then it continues that for hamatil ema yisera besoch beisa, sof hu bali de gimel averos li arayash vichos damim v'chilol Shabbos. You saw there's another girsa over here of Rabbeinu Chananel. And Tosis quotes of Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem fits a little better into relating it back to Pilgrimage Begiva. But Chilul Shabbos certainly has ramifications in terms of day-to-day life. As Rashi points out, Pamim Shemadlekes Haner, Mavashelas Mishachashecha, Ne'emoso, Vahu Eino Yodea. Just to follow through the mindset of the Maharal, Matil Ema Yesera creates a lack of order, an Iseder. That's what we spoke about in terms of the whole nature of the Maaseh Pilgrimage Begiva. There was a certain Iseder. And over here, the Iseder, we pointed out, means the Kadosh Baruch Hu has the world in a very, very gentle and delicate balance. And the Makpid breaks the balance. And that brings about Gimel Averos. Gili Arayos are Averos that one would define as Bein Adam L'Atzmo. He's hurting himself. Shvichos Damim Bein Adam L'Chavero. And Chilul HaShabbos or Chilul Hashem Bein Adam L'Makom. There's a Gra in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Al Gimel Dvarim Ha'olam Omer Al HaTorah Al HaAvoda Ve'al Gemilus Chasadim. That clearly Avoda is Bein Adam L'Makom. Gemilus Chasadim is Bein Adam L'chaveiro. So what then is Torah? So the Gra says, Bein Adam L'atzmo. So over here also, the Maharal all over speaks about the fact that these are the three areas in which a person has to build his Avodas Hashem. And so the breakdown of that, that's of the Ema Yesera, is in all of these three areas. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Hadam Rabbanu Gimel Dvarim Sarach Adam Lomar Besoch Beisu Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha Isartem, Iravtem, Hliku Asaner, Sarach Lememrimhu, Vinichusa. That already is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Resh Samach. Kishiyeh Samach HaChashecha, Yishal Ga'anshei Beiso, Balashon Raka. And over there the Mishnah Berurah points out, Lo'olam Ayatil Adam Ema Yesera Besoch Beiso, Shemitoch Hayira, Heimachal Lim Shabbos, as Rashi pointed out, Machilin Lo'adam Dover Ho'asurlo. That's the next sugya of the Adam Gadol. Uba in lidei kama averos. When Rav Chalap spoke here, he mentioned that he found an issue with the Rambam. The Rambam only mentions hadliku es haner, doesn't mention isartem eravtem. L'chora, what's pointed out by the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch it adds one. It says isartem eravtem hifrashtem chala. That's added in by the Beis Yosef. V'yomar lehem hadliku es haner. So already the Mishnah Berurah points out that it depends upon the mitzius. That if you're in a place where one is ma'aser, then you ask yisartem. If you're not ma'aser, if you're in Chutz Laaretz, you have no Prados Beretz Yisrael, there's no point asking yisartem. Hu adin iravtem, if the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you're in a place in which people don't make an Erev Chatzeros from week to week, only from Erev Pesach to Erev Pesach, there's no point in asking Eravtem. And Hifrashtem Chalal, the Mishnah Berurah also points out that this was the Beis Yosef added in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz Laaretz, where one can eat until the Chalal, and then you know, it's on Shabbos, and then only after Shabbos take away the challah, there's no need to ask you for Ashtim challah. So basically, these three fall out, and that's kind of why the Rambam only put in Hadliku Asanir. That's the only one which is permanent. The others are Talei Va'omed in terms of the Hechatimsa. So it's pointed out over here by the Mishnah Berurah. Huadin, there's a very nice sefer on Hilchos Shabbos called Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. It's written, put out by Rav Karp, who is a Moritz Tzedek in Kiryat Sefer here in Eretz Yisrael, put out a whole list of Svarim, Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchos Hanukkah B'Hanukkah. Also, he's putting out Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. Rabbi Rav Silverman, you could speak to him. I think he has the first volume, because it starts off with the dinim of the Mitzvos Aseh of Shabbos, and so that's, and he also points out, he doesn't quote the Rambam, but he points out that the Nusach over here is a Nusach that changes from Mimakom Lamakom, so the Rambam simply gave the core of Hadliku Es Haner and left out the details that are totally in each community. Okay, then we have the story you mentioned in terms of Adam Gadol, he told Ema Yisera, and they almost fed him Evrim and Achai, and then the Gemara moves over to Shalach Lei Mar Ukva Garav Elazar, B'nei Adam Ha'omdim Alayu B'yadi L'mosrom L'malchus Mahu. The connection over here to the previous sugya, of course, is the din of sirtate. Sirtate for kasavla. Here we have one sirtut in this case of Marukva, then another sirtut in the next case, and then another, in other words, it keeps, the Gemara maintains the connection over here of sirtut pretty much until we move over to back to the Mishnah of in terms of the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. What over here was the answer that was given? So we find an answer in two stages. Firstly, Kosav Lo Amarti Eshmera Darki Mechato. First, he quotes David HaMelech in Tehillim, that David HaMelech took a step back from responding Ba'od Rasha Kenegdi, Afal Pisha Rasha Lenegdi Eshmera Lepi Machsom. And then the second stage, when Marukva felt that he Yiyu Mayim Ad Nafesh, he wasn't able to deal any longer with the Tsar, then Dom Lashem V'hitz Kogel Lo. So we find over here two distinctions. Firstly, a technical one, that the first pasuk, it says sirtate v'kasav lei, and the second pasuk doesn't mention sirtut. And then the question of the more real question is, what is the difference in halacha between these two statements, and how did Rav Elazar change his mind? On what basis did he change his mind? So simply on the technical plane, there's in the back of the Gemara in the Hagos v'Chidushim, you know, when they put together all the Achronim, they mention over here in the same name of the Sefer called Makom Shmuel. I don't know who the Makom Shmuel is, but he pointed out a He'ara, which that this Gemara is really a Raya to Tosos. If you recall, Tosos said that when you quote a Pasuk, it depends on which purpose you're quoting the Pasuk. If you're quoting it for a Drasha, then it requires Sirtut. If you're quoting it as Tzachos Halashon, then it doesn't require Sirtut. So over here, the first Pasuk of Amarti Eshmera, we'll see, is quoting for Halacha. Very, very important halachas. The second pasuk of Don Lashem, Tosus already points out, Tosus di Ramaskil Vahu, that this pasuk is Nidrash in Zvachim. That the drasha of that what was learned from the pasuk halacha is in Zvachim. And so over here, this is Tzachus Lashem, that he's using this as simply as a simile, as a mashal. To a different approach, and therefore, when one is doresh the pasuk nibkana hilchatit, one requires sirtut. If one's using a tzachas halashon, one doesn't. I think it's a very, very, very sharp insight. But what are these two psukim pointing out? So the first pasuk, amarti eshmera, is basically telling us two halachot. One halacha in terms of mesira. That Mesira is not an option. Mesira Lamalchus is not an option of a response to being pained. This is quoted in the Rambam Hilchos Chovel Umazik in Perek Ches, and it's quoted in the Choshen Mishpat in Siman Shin Pechet, where there's an Iser of Mesira Lamalchus. This is not a Jewish option. And then there's an implied statement, which one sees from later on in the Gemara, that over here, the David HaMelech said, Afal Pisha Rasha Negdi Eshmer Lefi Machsom, totally. Namely, not only am I not going to be moser him l'malchus, I'm not going to be moser him l'shamayim. One shouldn't be moser l'shamayim. And this is a Gemara in Baba Kama, and the Tzadi Gimel, Amad Aleph. We know it from Rashi and Chumash, last week's Parsha. Now it's already 2 weeks Parsha. Amar Rabbi Chanan, ha-moser dino chaveiro, moser din to the Shamayim, hu ne'nash t'chilo, she'nemar v'tomer sarai al Avraham ha-masi alecha, u'ksiv v'yavo Avraham l'spod l'sara v'liv kosa. That one should not be moser din l'ach shamayim. One shouldn't tell someone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. And so over here, Rav Mar Ukva was told just to ignore the individual, just ignore him, don't be moser him l'malchus, and don't be moser him l'shamayim. When Mar Ukva felt that he giu mayim ad nafesh and sent again to Rav Elazar, what do I do? This is reaching points where I can't deal with it any longer. Shalach le dom l'ashem v'tizchol alav, that dom l'ashem v'hu yapileim, namely that you still don't have the right of being moser dino l'malchus, but you can be moser dino l'shamayim. We have a Gemara that call a moser dino l'shamayim nenash tchila. So Tosus already points out that here there's a condition. V'hanei milei, it says in Daf Tzadi Gimel of Amad Aleph over there in Baba Kama, hanei milei de'isle dina ba'ara. When you have an option ba'ara, then you take that option rather than being moser din l'shamayim. Tosis points out in the time of Sarah, she had a taina on Avraham, there was a bezdin of shem ve'ever, she could have gone to the taken Avraham to bezdin for his action. But in other words, so when there's an alternative, no. But over here, there was no alternative, and therefore, there was the heter of being moser l'shamayim. That's what Tosis points out over here, Dira Maskil, Hashkem v'harev, Afa gav damra babakama ha-moser din l'shamayim hunen ashtrila, Ho amar hanemile de isle dina be ara. Okay, that's the approach. Now, al pi halacha, one should realize that there are some. One second. That there are consequences to these psakim, the halacha of. That's quoted in the Ramah, in Choshem Mishpat, in Siman Tafkaf Beis, Sif Aleph. In other words, that one is allowed to be Moser Dina LaShamayim if there's no possibility of Dina Ba'ara. The limitation on being Moser Dino LaMalchus, the limitation of being a Moser is only in the situation over here of the Gemara, in which Mar Ukva claimed, Omdim alai, as Rashi points out, L'charef u'legadef, that I am, my tsar is an emotional tsar. There's verbal abuse. Masha'en kein, had we been dealing with Hefseid Mamon, and Kal v'chomer, Hefseid Nefashos, then there'd be no Iser of Mesira l'malchus, if that's the way of dealing with it. That's pointed out in Choshem Mishpat, in Siman Shin Peches, Siftes in the Ramah, that in other words, that the Iser of Mesira is limited to the situation of when there is Tsar. What else did I want to mention over here? In terms of Moser Dino LaShamayim, over here there's a Maharal who gives a rule that HaKadosh Baruch, we have a Pasuk, Hashem Yilachem Lachem V'atem Tacharishut, that Kodesh Baruch Hu fights certain battles. So the Maharal says, which battles does the Kodesh Baruch Hu fight? Kodesh Baruch Hu fights HaKadosh Baruch Hu's battles. Namely, when Klal Yisrael represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu fights their battles. That over here is the Eitzah of Hashkeim V'Ha'arev L'Beit HaMedrash. In other words, if you want to be Moser Din Chal HaShemayim, you have to be an individual for whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want to fight a battle. So you can't be you, Mar Ukva, you have to represent Torah. You represent Torah, then Hashem Yilachem Lachem. So that the Eitzah was that Hu Dom Lashem Hu Yapileim on the condition of Hashkeim V'Harev Aleihen LeBeit HaMedrash. The only point over here which is left very, very unclear exactly is to what was the character of this individual who was Matzik, who caused Tsar to Mar Ukva. The individual's name is mentioned over here. This individual gniva is brought down in the Gemara later on, and daf lamed beis and beis, as an individual who is a bar uryan. He was a very, very special talmid chacham. It's mentioned twice later on in the Gemara. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And the sugi over there of Ruchos, Rav Huna v'Rav Chista v'Yasvei Chagaf v'Ozel Gniva Alayu Amar Chad L'Chavrei Neku Mikamei D'Bar Uryan Hu. In words, that he was an individual, was a bar uryan and a baal machlokas. That's quoted Lamed Aleph from the days, and Huadin is quoted in same Gemara, parallel Gemara, and Daf Samach Beis Lamed Aleph. Exactly how those two go hand in hand, the bar uryan and the palga'a, was that disturbed the Amoraim as well. So that's what we have. Okay, that's in terms of the Agadata. And now we move over, it's not really so much Agadata, it's a lot of Halacha over here as well. Halacha of Mesira L'Malchus, Halacha of Mesira L'Shamayim, and of course the Halacha of Adam Matil, Adam, Ein Adam Matil, Ein Yisera Betoch Beiso, and the Din of Halikwa Saner. Okay. The Gemara then moves over, again with the world of Sir, to a Cholchul Leila Mar Ukva, Zimra Demana, Zimra Menolan De Osir, Sirtet v'kosav luhu al tismach Yisrael el gil ba'amim v'lishlach luhu mehacha v'shir lo yishtu yayin yemar sheikhar v'shosav imeyahu havamin hanemili zimra demana avol depuma shari ka mashma lot. Period. That's the whole sugya over here of zimra, and if you see on this sugya that there's a tremendous amount within the Rishonim halacha l'maisa. Rashi and Tosfos are of the opinion that is there a difference between Zimra de Mana and Zimra de Puma? Yes?
I just wanted to ask on the sugya of Moshe Dino Lishamayim.
Yeah.
Are there any Simani in Shulchan Aruch that deal with Moshe Dino Lishamayim?
Yes, I mentioned there's a Ramah in Choshe Mishpat in Siman Kaf Kaf Beis. Ramah in Choshe Mishpat. Tavkaf Beis, Choshe Mishpat, Tavkaf Beis Aleph, the Ramo over there. Okay, he mentions that one is allowed to be Moser Din LaShamayim in situations where there's no Din Ba'ara. Okay, and the sugi and the Din of Mesira, that's in Choshe Mishpat Shin Pechet. Yes. What Nasnuhu Look Bekolar. It appears that he was certainly at least in danger of being killed. We don't know exactly what his end was.
Why would there be a halakha that he was in Malchus if he didn't go for that?
I don't know necessarily that one has to connect the fact that that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to do to Gniva to what would have been had he been Moser Dino L'Malchus. So we find over here that Moser Dino L'Malchus is not in the equation. But you can be Mosa Dino Lo Shamayim. And the Mosa Dino Lo Shamayim, you know, it's resulted in the death. Could be because exactly of that combination of being a Bar Urion and being a Palga'a. That's a very deadly combination. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different expectations of individuals who have potential. So in terms of Rashi Vitosos, what is their view of Zimra de Mana and Zimra de Puma? Are these one halacha, two halachas? Is there any distinction between them? But is that a distinction between Zimra the Man and Zimra the Puma?
No.
And we're going to Rashi. They read the Gemara Kipshuta. We don't find in the Gemara any distinction between them. We just simply have two psukim. One pasuk deals with Zimra the Mana. The other pasuk brings in Zimra the Puma. And what Rashi and Tosos add in from the context of the psukim, Bashir lo yishtu yayin, from the context of the psukim, both of them are only asur bebeis mishta, as opposed to in a non-based Mishnah situation. And this then brings about another Iser and a Heter. The second Iser is the Yerushalmi over here, which is quoted by Tosfos. V'roi lahachmir b'kayotze d'ahu b'Yerushalmi, d'ahu avikoyim v'domich b'zimra, namely the combination of Zimra d'mona b'beis Mishnah and Zimra d'puma b'beis Mishnah is a ta'anug yisera, and so any ta'anug yisera would also be usher. Any ta'anug yisera that relates to the world of zener, and over here, to go to sleep and to wake up with a violin playing at your bedside, that would be the ta'anug yisera, that would be the equivalent of the beis mishta. That's the kayotzebo. The iser is shetisanig v'yoser. According to Rashi and Tosfos, we're dealing over here with the context of the psukim of a zecher lechurban, and zecher lechurban, one should not have a tanug yisera. The tanug yisera has two hechatimtzes. One is zimra de mana / zimra de puma bebeis mishta. The second one is koyim v'domich bezimra. And on the other hand, one has the exception of shir shel mitzvah. Shir shel mitzvah, Kagon b'shaschupa she'osin l'sameach chasan v'kala, that shir shel mitzvah is excluded from this iser. Okay, the parallel, or let's say, put it this way: if we put Rashi and Tosfos as the north pole in terms of understanding our sugya, what would be the south pole in terms of understanding our sugya? What would be the extreme in the other direction? The Rambam in the Tshuva. The Rambam in his Tshuva, in which, again, similar to Rashi and Tosos, he does not distinguish between Zimra the Mana and Zimra the Puma. They both have the same standard. But the standard is an Iser, all-inclusive, nothing to do with Beis Mishta. Zimra the Mana and Zimra the Puma are Aser. Point A. Point B, what does the Rambam base this on? Is this a din of Zechel Lachurban, according to the Rambam in the Tshuva? Just read the language of the tshuva. Yadua she'etzem hazemer v'anigunim kulam asurim, afilu ein omer malayim emilim kal. It's irrelevant if we're dealing with words or simply a tune. Ukvar bir ha'talmud ein hevdel ben shmias hazemer o hanigun al meisarim o hashmoas hani'imos belo milim, elakoma she'mevi lidei simchas hanefesh v'hit rag shuta Asur. And he quotes the pasuk Al Yismach Yisrael El Gil Ba'amim, V'tam ze Barur Ma'od, Lefi Shekoach Ha'tava, Shekoach Ta'ava Ze, Tzorech Lekovsho, Ulamon'o, V'limshoch Barisno, V'shelo Sheyif'al V'yachaya Meso, V'ein Mashgichim Be'echar Ha'yotze Min HaKlal, V'chulei V'chulei. What over here is the background of this Iser within the Rambam? Yetzahara, in terms of a lifestyle, that music is very, very powerful in terms of a pull, and any music which pulls an individual towards Olam Hazeh, is considered to be a problem, and therefore music is usher per se, It brings about midot ra'ot, again, with the exception of shir shel mitzvah, which is bringing you towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shir in the Beis HaMikdash, shir of the Levim, that would be mutter, but anything else, we're dealing over here, any shir echol, whether one's dealing on the level of dibur or non-dibur, it's irrelevant if it's in English, in Hebrew, in Yiddish. It's, you know, where it's the Rambam over here, asers it, legamre. Yes?
Is there an assumption that the Rambam has a date or some kind of, this began at some point? Like the Sota after the Sanhedrin was...
Has nothing to do with Zechel Lachorban. Nothing at all to do with Zechel Lachorban. Always... It's a din drabanan, right. It's the Iser is an Iser drabanan. It was always an Eitzah. The Iser is an Iser drabanan. And the Rambam points out that, you know, it's that you can raise the ante, that if you also have Dibur and Dibrei Tipshus, so there's an Iser of Dibrei Tipshus and an Iser of Zemer and an Iser of Datatam. And if a woman is singing, so that adds in another Iser. And, you know, so you could keep adding Isurim, but the basic problem is one of Midos Ra'os. Where did the Rambam pick this up from our Gemara? L'chora, the context of the psukim over here in Hosea and Yeshayahu appear to be dealing with korban as opposed to the nature of song per se. I think, if I'm not mistaken, one can link this into a Gemara in Chagiga. Yes?
So for the Rambam, we have two questions from Rav Tanakh, where you see instruments being used, and since those cases are purely the Mokum, certainly not in the Mikdash, but not purely the Mokum Mitzvah, there would be a much bigger head there for like Rishol HaMelech, for like Yishuv HaDas.
So someone who is ill, so you have a... You know, it's you have a heter of medication. That's you'd have to find a heter in each situation. This Gemara dealing in Daf Tesvav and Bay is dealing with Acher. Gemara is dealing over there with individuals that Eimlan Chelk Yelam Haba, she Tino Haya Belibam, that their whole personality was one of Rishus. So Gemara asks Acher Mai. So Gemara says it's about 4 lines from the bottom. Zemer Yevani Lo Pasuk Mipume. Zemer Yevani Lo Pasuk Mipume. In other words, that is the the Hechatimtza of what showed that this was something that was part of him all along. Why Sof Kol Sof, he was a Talmid Chacham, why wasn't the Torah that he learned Megin on him? Because Zemer Yevani lo pasuk mipume. So Rashi over there says, V'hoya lo lahaniach bishvil churban habayis, t'chsiv bishir lo yishtuyayin. Rashi links it in with our Gemara in terms of churban. But Kanere, the Rambam, put the 2 and 2 together and said that our Gemara has something to do with churban. That with Acher, this is not a question of Churban, this is a question of Yotza Latarbus Ra'a. Why? Because Zemer Yevanim Laposuk Mipume. Amro Laval Acher, Bishosha Yomi Beis HaMedrash, Harbe Sifrei Minim, Noshrim Me Cheiko. That his learning wasn't a sincere learning, he was really learning other things simultaneously. So we have then Rashi and the Rambam in the Tshuva, in which there is a consistency, the two of them, namely that we don't distinguish between Zimra de Mana and Zimra de Puma. What we do distinguish is, you know, according to Rashi, this is a din of Batei Mishtaos, of Tanug Yisera, and links it in with Korban Habayis, and the Rambam doesn't deal with it as Tanug Yisera at all, nothing to do with Korban Habayis, simply a question of this is considered to be a Tarbus Ra, and therefore there's no need for having a Beit Mishta. The middle of the Rosh Shita is that of the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah, the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, where On one hand, he puts himself into the camp of Rashi and Tosfos, that the Isur is one of Zechul HaChurban. That's the whole context over there in Hilchos Tainis. But on the other hand, he makes a new distinction that we don't find, again, in Rashi and Tosfos or the Rambam himself in his Tshuva, and that is between Zimra de Mana and Zimra de Puma. That Zimra de Mana is Asur across the board. One can't go to a symphony concert. Zimra de Mana is Asur, and Zimra de Puma is Asur bebeis Hamishta. Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuva wants to explain that that's how the Rambam read the Gemara, that Imeyahi Hav Amina Zimra de Mana. If we only had the Pasuk, or if we only had one Pasuk, we would have set it up as Zimra de Mana, Aval de Puma Shari, because Zimra de Mana is more of a Ta'anug than in Zimra de Puma. Kamash Malon, Zimra de Puma is Asur, but only in the context of Bishir al Yishtu Yayin, only in the context of a Mishte Yayin. We have over here two different levels. The Rambam also gives the heter of mitzvah, of Shirei Mitzvah, Shiras v'Tishbachos v'chulei, that was not nigzar in the time of Churban Abayis. Halachu l'maisa, you saw that in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tainis, the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, and the Ramah Paskins like Rashi and Tosfos. L'chora, that should solve all issues in terms of how we Paskin, namely that Sfardim should be Machmir in terms of instrumental music across the board, and the only heter, again, unless it's a situation of Simchas Mitzvah, by verbal vocal music, that's only usher in a bass mishta. While for Ashkenazim, there's not an issue of going to a concert, it's as long as it's not a bass mishta, as long as there's no tanug yisera. Tanug is mutar, a tanug yisera is usher. L'chora, that's what we would say. And yet, one finds over here a tshuva of Rav Moshe leaning towards the Mechaber, and a tshuva of Rav Ovadia leaning towards the Ramah. That in Rav Moshe's tshuva at the end of Chelok Aleph of Or HaChaim, he points out that we have over here really three levels of psak. We have the psak of the Balei Nefesh. That's the Rav Moshe is known to have such a category of Balei Nefesh. We have those who care about their Olam Haba. Very, very much. We have a category of Balei Nefesh. Then we have Psak Halacha. And then we have the category of Ein Limchos B'yad HaMekilim. But certainly he's not thrilled with their opinion. And over here he divides the three, that the Balei HaNefesh should paskin like the Rambam in his Tshuva. The Bach paskins like the Rambam in the Tshuva. That appears to be shot in when you put together our Gemara, the Gemara in Chagiga, that Zimra, unless it's going to be used for Dvar Mitzvah, is a very, very powerful instrument. Music is very, very powerful. That's why Bedafka, the Leviim, used it in terms of Avodas Hashem. And it shouldn't be used for any purpose other than Shiros and Tishbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, that's not the Psak. That's a Midas Chasidus. The Psak of Rav Moshe is, as you saw, and as you're aware, yes? According to the Rambam, the whole problem is one of being pulled in the wrong direction if you're doing it l'shem shamayim. So, and I didn't see in the Rambam in the Tshuva where he distinguished between the two. So I'm assuming that l'shem shamayim would be mutter across the board. In terms of the psak halacha of the Rambam, of Rav Moshe, so he paskins like the Mechaber. He paskins like the Mechaber and the Rambam, that Zimra de Mana is always Aser, and Zimra de Puma is Aser bebeis Hayayin, and goes so far as to say, maybe Rashi and Tosfos meant that as well. We don't see it in Rashi and Tosfos, but Yitzachem, it's that when the Gemara was Marbeh, Zimra de Puma, they were Marbe Zimra de Puma Beis Hayayin, but Beis Hayayin never applied to the world of Zimra de Mana. He agrees that the Ramah didn't learn that way in Rashi and Tosfos, but he felt that is a way of, one can learn that way in Rashi and Tosfos, and he felt that that's, you know, it's Pshat in the Gemara. However, Ein Limchos Biyad HaMekilim to Paskin like Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ramah, but that's only Ein Limchos Biyad HaMekilim during the year. But during Sfira, everyone should Paskin like the Machaber. During Sfira, the Zimra, the Mana should be Asur Legamre, even not in the context of Beis Hayayim. And the only issue there of Moshe has is in terms of defining Dvar Mitzvah. Clearly a wedding is a Dvar Mitzvah, and then he asks, what about a banquet for Tzedaka? Is that also Dvar Mitzvah to give kavod to people who give Tzedaka? And leaves that to Tzarach Iyun, as to whether there would be a heter of Zimra the Mana and Zimra the Puma in the context of a Tzedaka banquet. Okay, that's Rav Moshe's psak. Clearly we're aware that it's not the psak of all other Achroni Ashkenaz. And the Nafkamina, of course, is going to a concert. Going to a concert, according to Rav Moshe, is Aser all year round. According to most Ashkenazi poskim, it's only Aser during Sfira. Yes?
During Sfira, though, that implies in Pasimus and Machaber, but the Dvar Mitzvah, as he said, a bris, during Sfira, would allow music during.
Correct. I mean, Sfira has its own chumras.
Its own chumras. Yeah. He's saying besides more machaber.
Certainly. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. At least the machaber.
At least the machaber. Yeah. And also, according to the Ramah, in regard to the aspect of the regilas, he's saying we said it's only also in the base of mishnah. The regilas and paskin that also in the case of regilas, it's also aser. In case of a person going to sleep and waking up with music?
Yeah, that's the Tanugi Seira,
right? So what is that? I mean, we don't really have people that are doing that going to sleep and waking up with the violinist, but what is that?
That's what's Aser. That's Baruch Hashem, we don't have people doing it. It doesn't mean that you can't use a clock radio. L'chora, that's not considered to be a Tanugi Seira. But what it would mean that if you were wealthy, you know, people used to be wealthy until a few weeks ago. If you were wealthy and you decided that you wanted to hire someone like a king, to hire someone to, a violinist to come in and wake you up at 9 in the morning and then, you know, to put you to sleep at whatever hour you go to sleep, that would be a tanug yaseir. That's improper in the context of Churban HaBayis. Yes?
So is Rabbi saying that recorded music doesn't fall into the category of instrumental music?
I didn't speak about that at all.
No, I thought, because Rebbe was saying clock rate, I assumed that like that.
No, that was in terms of Tanug Yisera. Mm-hmm. In other words, again, we paskin that basically instrumental music is also only in the context of a base mishteh. Mm-hmm. However, there's a chumra of Tosfos that instrumental music and vocal music are both usher if they're used as a Tanug Yisera. And Tosfos gives the example of someone who would use this music to go to sleep by and to wake up by. But, you know, it's in the context of a Tanug Yisera. But, it's, you know, it's I don't think that, you know, using the way an alarm clock the way millions of people in the world use alarm clocks, that's considered to be a Tanug Yisera. It's no Tanug Yisera to wake up early in the morning anyway. I just want to deal with people who don't have to wake up early in the morning. In terms of recorded music, so Rav Moshe is quite clear that he views any recorded music as the world of Klei Mana, and therefore L'shitato should be Aser all the time. Here we find, Dafka, that Rav Avadia is Mekel. That Rav Avadia has a tshuva in Yechad Adas, Chelok Aleph, Simon Memhei, in which Rav Avadia paskins that even though we paskin L'shitato, he's a Sfardi, he paskins like the Machaber, who paskins like the Rambam, but he felt that you could listen to recorded music. You could listen to music via a record, via radio, via an MP3. You could listen to recorded music because Yitzachem, as Daniel pointed out, maybe this is more kal than then zimmer the mon. In fact, you don't see the instrument being played, A, and B, that since many Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, the Ramah, Paskin, that the whole Easter of zimmer the mon is only the Beis Yayin, so we can bring that in as a sniff lekula to listen to recorded music. So we find Rav Avadia bringing in the Ramah, in other words, to be mekel in terms of recorded music, and Dafka Rav Moshe being machmir, both on recorded music and on and instrumental music in general. Yes?
I was wondering if you could maybe explain what definitions of Beis HaMishta and Shiras HaSishpachos.
Beis HaMishta is going into a nightclub.
No, meaning like in the presence of alcohol, does that make it into Beis HaMishta, or is it Dafka? Meaning, if you have alcohol in your home and there's music, does that make it into a Beis HaMishta?
No, that's not a Beis HaMishta. Beis HaMishta is a nightclub. Uh-huh. Beis HaMishta, or it's to, you know, it's to say for number fellows in YU, let's go down to this nightclub where they have our friend, he's a stand-up comedian, and we're going to clap for him, and, you know, he's going to become, you know, get on TV, or Mashu Kazeh, because he'll be the best, etc. But the nightclub is such that you have to pay X amount of money when you go in to cover a certain amount of liquor that you're going to drink. That's where it goes, no?
I thought that was the first
case. What? So, in any case, that's us, sir. I mean, you know, we're assuming that there'd be music there. There's always music.
So it's not because something which is a
you can create a Beis HaMishta in your house. I mean, it doesn't mean that you have to have a liquor license in order to have a Beis HaMishta. Yeah. If you have a party for no purpose other than the purpose of having a party, you create a Beis HaMishta on.
With music and alcohol.
With music and alcohol, that's a Beis HaMishta.
No.
A goy isn't mentioned of it. It says Bashir al Yishtu Yayin, talking about Jews, right? To the best of my knowledge, Hosea was talking to Jews. Al tismach Yisrael el gil amim. That a Jew shouldn't behave like a goy. A goy, when he wants to have a good time, he goes out to a nightclub and has a good time with liquor and music, and a Jew should either have liquor or have music, not have both.
And Shiras
v'tishbachos are defined by the kavanas and the words. Combination. You know, it's... by the combination of both. It's not a heter that if you go to a nightclub and they only play Karlbach in the nightclub, that therefore that's a heter. In other words, it has to be l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes. I have tremendous respect for Rav Kahn. But self called self, the Mechaber quotes the Rambam. The Mechaber is not writing a book of history. So when the Mechaber quotes the Rambam, he says, V'chein gozru shal v'nagin v'kli shir v'chol mine zemer v'chol mashmiei kol shal shir l'sameach bahem v'osr v'shomem mipnei ha'churban afilu shir v'pel ha'yayin asura shenemar v'shir ha'yishtu yayin v'kfar nohagu kol Yisrael lomar divrei shiros v'tishbakos al shir shal hoda'os v'zichron chastei HaKadosh Baruch Hu al ha'yayin. But the Mechaber is quoting it. So the Mechaber is saying, this is halacha l'maisa. The Ramah says, v'chein l'tzarach mitzvah. The Ramah just continues, in other words, that the Mechaber, v'chora, certainly meant. He's not being called on the Mechaber, don beis chasim v'kala hakol shari. I mean, the Mechaber is writing halacha over here. And so he wouldn't have quoted it unless he understood it as a heter. It could be. Maybe the Ramah meant it differently. But I'm talking about l'halacha, this is the way we're understanding it. Yeah? No. When Rav Avadia is talking about Sfira, Rav Avadia is talking about during the year.
I'm saying, he doesn't consider recorded music.
He says recorded music is more kal than, that even though the Mechaber is passing like the Rambam, that generally the Easter of Zimra, the Mana, is across the board, that recorded music is, that, sorry, the instrumental music is across the board, One can be mekel with recorded music that's not across the board, but it's only the base mishta. On the recorded music, one can be mekel, but not on sphira. In other words, on sphira, you don't need a base mishta. Sphira, we have a separate iser. Both according to Rashi, Tosas, according to everyone. The only question that exists, to the best of my knowledge, during sphira, is how one deals with vocal music which is recorded. A cappella. How one deals with a cappella which is recorded. Does one view that as Zimra de Mana or as Zimra de Puma? And that's Machlokis Achronim. That's a Machlokis of Chachmei Hador. You know, it's nowadays. There's within Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, there are Stiros. One time you said yes, one time you said no. That's, in terms of sphere and in terms of 3 weeks, there is possibly room to be Mekel. But that's as far as the heter goes. Otherwise, certainly it's Zimra Nemana, and it's Osir Bitzad the Zechel Achurban. Okay, any other question? Yeah?
Also, just within that realm of recorded voices, sometimes you have the voices are altered to sound like instruments. They have that song. Okay. So, would that be Zimra Nemana or Zimra Puma?
To the best of my knowledge, that's called Zimra de Puma.
Even though they're completely altered.
It's Zimra de Puma. Zimra de Mana means Zimra de Mana. Zimra de Puma is Zimra de Puma. I assume that you can have the other way around, that a Zimra de Mana can make a human voice. You can synthesize music to create a human voice, but that's Zimra de Mana. And you know, it goes in two directions. So the question is, what is the source of the music? Yeah?
Listening to Sidi Akar considered kind of
I don't think so. I wouldn't define it that way. I don't think that's... I mean, in other words, I pointed out, I don't think that listening to recorded music b'chal comes under the concept of Tanug Yisera. In words, Ahu dekoyim v'domich b'zimra shetisanik v'yoser means hiring a violinist to, to help you go to sleep. I don't think it applies to recorded music. I had, one time in when I was frumer, so I was very makbid not to listen to cock radios, but I figured that was just that, frumkeit. Sometimes people do things inside frumkeit. But I don't think that's what the Easter is over here. And so in a car, I don't see why that should be a problem. Yeah. Again, if you're a Sfaradi, so then you have a problem. You know, you have to come out to Rav Moshe's tshuva to listen to recorded music in a car. But for Ashkenazim, it's muter. Baruch Hashem is not a beis yayin. Yeah. Okay. Yes?
Where's the Rambam
Breath of
the Tshuva?
The Rambam in the Tshuva is quoted in the Tur. It doesn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch. As the Rabbi Vadi over there points out, that whenever we have a stira between a Rishon, in terms of what he wrote in a Tshuva, and what he wrote in his Halachic Sefer, so we go after what he wrote in his Halachic Sefer. He quotes Makoros. If you have a Tshuva of the Rashba, and you have the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis, we go after the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis. You have a Tshuva of the Ramban, and you have the Ramban in his Hilchos Nida, we go after the Ramban in his Hilchos Nida. That whenever a Posek wrote a Sefer, that takes precedence over his Tshuvas, and it's not a question of chronology, which was written first or which was written second. That the Tshuva may have been written for a specific person in a specific setting, but the Sefer Halacha was written to serve as a klal. So we always go after the klal. That's why he points out that even though the Rambam in his in the Tshuva is more machmir, but since the Rambam in his safe in his Yad HaChazaka paskins certain ways, that's why the Mechaber quotes the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka.
Right. Okay.
The Seder. Okay. Let's continue. The Gemara then continues. Amar. Le Ravhuna Bar Nosal Naravashi Maidir Siv Kina Vidimona Vaad Adei. Amar Le, what's the question? Mitvasa de Eretz Yisrael Kachashiv. Amar Le Atu Anova Yadana Mitvasa de Eretz Yisrael Kachashiv. Ela Rav Gvia Me Argiza Amar Ba Taima Kol Sheish Bokina Al Kavero Vidomem Shochina Deyad O Salodin. Then it quotes another pasuk of Tziklo Madmema Vesansana. And over there also, the Ardoresh Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Tzakas Legima Al Chaveiro V'Domeim Shochein B'Sneh Osa Lo Din. Okay, so in terms of the context, we have over here a repetition of the Dom Lashem, right? That a person should be Domeim, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do the Din. The strange part over here is why were these psukim quoted? I mean, Yoshua Perek Tesvav has a lot of psukim that deal with names of cities. Why dafka were these names of cities chosen? You know, they choose one pasuk, then choose another pasuk, four psukim later. Between those four psukim, they also have a lot of names of cities. So the Maharal says two things. Both of them, I think, are very important. One is that when you have a name of a city that repeats the consonants, Va'ad Adei, V'san Saneh, in other words, where you have a double name, that is Omer Dorsheni. And basically the drushos were on the doubleness of the name, the Ad-Ad and the Sne-Sne. Okay. But more than that, he points out that these are not names of cities. Maybe I'll put it a little differently. There's the Shalashutis drushos of Rav Kook were written down after Shabbos. And they were sort of disappeared for a while, like about 50, 60 years, and then someone published them. And so in one of his Shalashutis drushos, on Parshas Chayesara, it's coming next Parsha, he asks the question that a lot of people ask when they begin learning Gemara Kedushin, that how in the world do we learn out Kedusha Isha from Kinyan Karka? That because Ephron was paid X amount of Kesef by Ephron for the Karka, therefore you're Mekadesh and Isha with Kesef. L'chora, here we're dealing with Kedusha Isha, and here you're dealing with the Kinyan Karka. How can you compare the two? So Rav Kook already points out, this is way back before Women's Lib, way, way, way back. Rav Kook already points out, we're not learning Kinyan Isha from Kinyan Karka, Chas V'Shalom. We're learning Kinyan Isha from Kinyan Eretz Yisrael. That's the, in other words, to learn, in other words, that you're both dealing on the level of Kedusha. In other words, there's Kedusha Isha, there's Kedusha Karka, you're learning out one world of Kedusha from another world of Kedusha. And so that's what the Maharal points out over here. These aren't cities. This is Eretz Yisrael. From Eretz Yisrael, you can be Dorish anything. In other words, within Eretz Yisrael, even names of places, one can be Dorish. One can be Dorish Halachot. Okay, those are two Ha'aros that one should be aware of. Then we move over in the Gemara to another din of Zecher L'Chorban. Amrei Reish Galus Goravuna Klila L'Manlan Do'asir. And it points out that we have this Iser Anataros Chasanim. What exactly is the Ataros Chasanim? You saw Machokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi understands it as some sort of crown made of various materials. And as opposed to Tosfos, who understands it more in the realm of a chupa that was made of certain materials. But in any case, the Gemara points out that we distinguish between the chasan and the kala. That by the kala, we allow for a klila, ma she'en kein, by a chasan. In other words, the common denominator over here is that what is usur, that which was removed, is the tanug yisera, the simcha yisera. But there has to remain a simcha. So by the gever, in other words, the entire concept of the crown is a tanug yisera. Even without the crown, there's no lack of simcha for the chasan. But by the kala, to take away the klila altogether would be a lack of simcha, so the klila was left. Only the klila, ki Yerushalayim shel zahav, that's what was removed over there in the Gemara and Sota. Okay, what else do we have over here? Darash Rav Avira, Zimnan Amalei Bishmeder Rav Ami, Zimnan Amalei Bishmeder Rav Asi, Maidich Siv Koamar Hashem Im Shleimim V'chein Rabim V'chein Nogozu V'avar, Im Roa Odam Shemezonosav Mitzumtzamim Yase Behen Staka, V'kol Shekein Kishehein Merubim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with an individual of Mida Keneged Mida. Someone wants Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give Shefa, you get Shefa. Kol HaMavir Al Midosav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'avir Al Avonosav. That everything in this world works Mida Keneged Mida. And then we have the Mashal of the Gozu V'Avar, that if one shears off one's wool, one's more likely to float as opposed to sink. And so over here, the excess Olam Hazeh, allows the, if that is removed, that allows the neshama to fly. Just to finish the drush over here, v'nisicha marzutra figu aniam espanis v'nat staka, yaset staka, shuvein marin lo simane anius, again the mida keneged mida, simane anius is a taker, If one doesn't want to be a taker, one should be a giver. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to givers. Someone who is a taker, that's a problem. It's in the Zevet Tov, that was the name of the volume for Rav Karlap, so if it ever appears on this side of the ocean. So I wrote an article on Afilu Ani HaMisparnis Minatztaka, when do we find this phrase in Chazal? Sachakol is found only a number of times, and what the common denominator is between what is expected uniquely of an Ani HaMisparnis Minatztaka. We know it in terms of near Shabbos, near Hanukkah, etc., but there are about four or five times that it's found. The problem over here that I don't have an answer to, just raising it for putting Ashulchan Malachim, is what in the world Chazal saw in this pasuk of Im Shleimim V'Chem Rabim to be Doresh. The context of the pasuk in Sefer Nachum was Chazon Ninveh, that deals with the capital city of Ashur, of Ninveh, and Nachum was Nisnabe, that Ninveh is going to be destroyed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if they're Rabim and Shleimim, even if they appear to be all ready for the war. V'chein Nagozu V'Avar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to knock them off in one fell swoop, and that's going to be the end of Ninveh and the end of Ashur. Where did Chazal see anywhere in the context that this has anything to do with Staka, with the world of Aniyim, etc.? I have no idea. It's not my question. Rashi and Tanakh ask the question. Rashi and Tanakh explains the pasuk in context and says, V'hagmara begitin zayin amad alaf ulamda v'inyan staka, you know, Rebbe Senu Dorshu, v'eni yodea, in other words, where they saw it. So, in other words, I'm sure there's an answer, but I'm leaving it for you to figure out. Okay, that's what we have over here to bring us to the two dots. Any questions? Yes?
Going back
there is a minhag Yerushalayim not to have instrumental music at weddings, zecha l'chorban, within Yerushalayim. And here we have two questions. A, how do you define Yerushalayim in that respect? And secondly, what is included in the minhag? It's a minhag Yerushalayim. It's a minhag that's, you know, it's in Yerushalayim. So the Yerushalayim, according to most, is defined by the boundaries of Yerushalayim, Vizmanenu, except that in the old city, Beinachomos, the Hakpada is not to have any instruments, not to have an instrument at all, only singing. I was zochet to be married in the Beinachomos, and we didn't have any instrumental music at all at our wedding. I have a cousin who sings. Poor fellow had laryngitis afterwards. Just gave him, he told him, you sing, that's all. So he sang, and that was it. People were happy, we got married, everything was fine. In Yerushalayim, outside of the Chomos, so there they allow one instrument. That's not considered to be a band, one instrument. And generally the instrument which is allowed, depending which lugim, is drums, right? Which is just to give a beat. And then there are kacha reform from Jews, who allow for a keyboard. This comes back to Pinchas's question, in which where technically it's one instrument, but clearly the keyboard can play a whole symphony as well. My children are reformed from Jews, so they had a keyboard at their wedding. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva in which he says that since the Iser over here is not that there shouldn't be simcha at a wedding, that there shouldn't be a simcha yesera. So he felt that people from Chutz Laaretz who are used to having bands at weddings, even in Yerushalayim, they can have a band at the wedding to allow for their simcha. In other words, a Yerushalmi who's brought up in Yerushalayim, he knows, doesn't expect any more than either drums or, maximum, a keyboard. But someone who comes from Chutz Laaretz would expect at a wedding that there be a proper background for the dancing. And therefore, you know, he says that that's not going against Minhag Yerushalayim. This Minhag Yerushalayim only applies to people who were brought up in Yerushalayim their entire lives. And when you move out of Yerushalayim, so usually the boundary in terms of this area is just called Moshav Ora, which is on the way to Hadassah in Karim, even though technically it's within the Eruv of Yerushalayim. It's a bit off the beaten path, so there they allow to have, even Minhag Yerushalayim allows to have a band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would that mean someone is a Yerushalmi, and he was at a wedding of a professor, would that mean that he should be
holding,
it's on the person?
Not the person. It's a question of the minhag is in terms of what is the setting, that's all. So the Rosh Hashanah Zalman Auerbach was a Yerushalmi.
No, I'm trying to say if somebody didn't hold by that, so if he means that, so then he would not listen to music from a band in Yerushalayim.
I don't think it would prevent them from going to a wedding. I don't think it's given that way. You know, the minhag Yerushalayim is how you set up the wedding. If there's a heter to set up the wedding with the band, so there's a heter to set up the wedding with the band. Okay. Any other questions? Let's say that. Let's move back to Gittin, to a certain degree. We're moving back over here. We have a sugya on Daf Zayin Amud Beis in terms of the Gvulot. So that Gemara goes from Lememra down to where it says Lemizracha Shel Mesila, about two-thirds of the way down the Yamud. The Gemara, the Rishonim to see on that Gemara are, of course, Rashi and Tosfos, the Ramban, the Rachidishi Ramban, is very important, and the Tosfos Harosh. Okay? What you're going to see over here is you have, working off of a Tosefta Nohalos, which has two Girsaot. You have Rashi's Girsa, the one quoted in the Gemara, and if you look in the Hagos Hagra, you have the opposite Girsa, which is quoted also in the Ramban, also quoted in the Yerushalmi, also quoted in Tosas HaRosh. How do we deal with the two Girsaot? I must tell you, no matter how hard I try, I can't figure out the picture the first picture in Rashi. It's not a question of the drawing. I don't see it either. In other words, Gemara has a Havamina and has a Maskana. I don't see this picture either reflecting the Havamina or reflecting the Maskana. Okay, so I'm just pointing out to you, if you have issues with it, I also have issues with it. But that we'll talk about. Excuse me? They still put Akko in that strange corner on the Mizrach side, even in the Oz V'Hodor picture. They don't change it that much. They make it a little more structurally astute. But okay, so we'll see. In other words, I'm just pointing out to you that I would not view this picture either as the Havamina or the Maskana. Just read Rashi, and Rashi defined himself very, very nicely. That's point number one. Then I want to move over into the sugya of the Sfina. So to learn the sugya of the Sfina, first learn the Bikius from Tanichada until the two dots on Ches Amud Aleph. Until the two dots on the Ches Amud Aleph up to Rav Meir Omer. Just learn that Gemara and Rashi. Then go back and take it slowly, and learn over here Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. I don't think we'll get beyond the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph. There's a few lines over there on the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph, up to Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. I think that we could, maybe we'll get to, but see also the Psakim of the Rambam, particularly when we get to the world of Otzitz Nakuv. We have over here in our Gemara. Our Gemara deals with Otzitz Nakuv in terms of Trumos and Maisros. Tosos quotes what's the din of Otzitz Nakuv in terms of Bikurim. And then see also the Rambam, who deals with Otzitz Nakuv in terms of Tuma V'Tahara. Let's tell you where the Rambam is. In Hilchos Tumas Ochlim, Perek Beis, Halachates. But again, we'll take it in three stages. First stage will be just the Gemara on the Gvulos. Then we'll move over into the Shachla V'Tarya over here. Should one compare Get Hababa Sfina to Otzitz Nakuv? What does that comparison mean? What it doesn't mean? And then within the din of Otzitz Nakuv, we'll have to spend a little time. Okay, that'll be the order of matters. Seder, okay. Great, welcome back.
Yeah. Dinah of Mitzrayim, is that based off of the Rambam?
What?
Is that based off of the Rambam saying the Rambam and the Sefer? Or is it just a minute that it's a chumrah that the minute that